2 Chronicles 1. Solomon, son of David, established himself in his kingdom. The Lord his God was with him and made him exceedingly great. Solomon summoned all Israel, the commanders of the thousands and of the hundreds, the judges and all the leaders of all Israel, the heads of families. Then Solomon and the whole assembly with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon. For God's tent of meeting, which Moses the servant of the Lord had made in the wilderness, was there. But David had brought the ark of God up from Kiriath-Jearim to the place that David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it in Jerusalem. Moreover, the bronze altar that Bezalel son of Uri, son of Hur, had made, was there in front of the tabernacle of the Lord. And Solomon and the assembly inquired at it. Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before the Lord, which was at the tent of meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. That night God appeared to Solomon and said to him,
"Ask what I should give you."
Solomon said to God,
"You have shown great and steadfast love to my father David, and have made me succeed him as king. O Lord God, let your promise to my father David now be fulfilled, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me now wisdom and knowledge to go out and come in before this people. For who can rule this great people of yours?"
God answered Solomon,
"Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for possessions, wealth, honor, or the life of those who hate you, and have not even asked for long life, but have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may rule my people over whom I have made you king, wisdom and knowledge are granted to you. I will also give you riches, possessions, and honor, such as none of the kings had who were before you, and none after you shall have the like."
So Solomon came from the high place at Gibeon, from the tent of meeting, to Jerusalem, and he reigned over Israel. Solomon gathered together chariots and horses. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses, which he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. The king made silver and gold as common in Jerusalem as stone, and he made cedar as plentiful as the sycamore of the Shephelah. Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt and Cui. The king's traders received them from Cui at the prevailing price. They imported from Egypt, and then exported a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. So through them, these were exported to all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Aram.